Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. Good to be in the Lord's house, and hope everybody's having a good day. Let everybody find their places. All right. Well, we still are pushing through all the sicknesses and things. Brother Russell's singing in one octave lower, I think he said. So his whole family's sort of gone through it here lately. All right, I think everybody's there. Again, good to see you. Hope everybody enjoys their day here at the house of God. And we welcome everybody here. If you're visiting with us, we sure appreciate you being here. Just make yourselves at home. And listen, we didn't come here to go through some activity. We didn't come to I always think of when I say this, is I'll tell that story another. But a preacher used to say this all the time, and it bothered me to death, about doing our spiritual duty. I don't have a spiritual duty. I have a new life. I've been born again. And this ain't my duty. This is my reasonable service, as the Bible says. So it is good to be in the Lord's house. So do get a bulletin. I think there's some around out in the vestibule places. So do get you a bulletin. Most of the things are in there, of course. But just some real quick announcements. Boy, we had a great day yesterday here for the men's meeting, breakfast time. We had a good, good time. Appreciate all those that came. Appreciate everybody that worked and labored. Just had a great time, and we're going to do it again one of these Saturdays, so we'll let you know when that's going to be. But if you wasn't here, you missed it. We had good fellowship, good food, and just enjoyed our Saturday morning there. So we'll let you know when we're going to have another one. But do remember all of our services. Be back this evening. Prayer rooms at 5:45. Service will be at 6. And, of course, Wednesday we have our services at 7. Right after the morning service, we are taking up a special love offering for Miss Aretha. She is going to have some heart surgery. So if you can be a help there, that would be wonderful. The fellows will be at the doors. You can just drop that in the offering plate there for that. And then one of my favorite times of the year, next Saturday, I get to change my clock back an hour. Why is that your favorite time? Because instantly when I go to bed, I get an extra hour's sleep. So that's just the way I am. So, but, yeah, that's next week. Do remember to change your clocks. You fall back an hour, so don't forget about that. So, all right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get things started. Father, we sure love you. We sure thank you, God, for being so good to us this morning and every day of our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today to know that we have a peace that passeth all understanding, to know, God, that, Lord, that if I was to leave out of this old world today, God, I was heading to a place called heaven. Lord, looking forward to the day that we get to see you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, though, even as we wait, God, patiently, God, looking for that blessed hope. God, there's a work to be done, God. And I thank you, Lord, for those that labor. God, I just pray, Lord, you'd help us continue to press on in these days, and God, to shine the light of the gospel to a dark and dying world. And Lord, I pray today, God, that you'd have your will and way here in this service. I pray, God, that the word of God would find a good ground today, God. And Lord, if there was to be somebody here today that's lost, undone, not ready for eternity, God, I pray today would be that great, great day, God, they trust you as Savior. And God, I pray for our children's churches this morning, God, that's happening as we're in here. I pray, God, that you'll bless those young people, God, to speak to their hearts, help the teachers there. And God, we'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory for it all. For it's in the name of Christ we do pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, let's all stand up. All right. I'm not sure how this is going to go this morning. So, my voice has kind of got shot with COVID. I don't know. It kind of moved in, and it's hanging on. So, I'll start along with you guys as she plays, and you're going to have to sing loud because I need your help. I can't, trust me. I'm talking down here so that I don't, if I go up here, you hear that? It's like I sound like a teenager again, you know, like my voice is changing. So if I try to sing, it goes like that, and you'll hear and I don't want that to happen, and I don't want to put the streamer, whoever's watching, through that, because that's all they're going to hear. So anyway, so turn to number 116. 116. I don't know if I could sing an octave lower. That would be kind of weird. So anyway, so let's try it. Like I said, sing out loud. So here we go. I heard an old
story,
how a Savior came. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of... All right, so here we go. Really sing it out. Okay, flip over to number, hold on, I forgot what I picked, number 30. Well, this is bad, I can't get out. I know this has got to be weird on the streaming, because I know no matter how loud you sing, they don't hear anything but this. So all they're getting is the occasional, blah, blah, blah. I'm just kind of mumbling as you guys are singing. So here we go, Send the Light. Blessed gospel life. We'll do the first and the last verse, the 1 and 4. Here we go.
There's the call comes ringing o'er the rest.
souls to rest. Go on the last verse. Let us not grow weary in the work of the Lord. Let us gather. Amen. All right, you did a good job. And, you know, see, that shows you how much that you guys rely on my voice to say what you guys say. All right, so let's all turn around. They're going to play something. Let's turn around and shake hands. It's been just a few minutes of fellowship, all right? That.
All right. We'll let everybody be making their way back to their pew. Appreciate the good singing. One of these days, we're going to get back to having a choir again. We started it, and then it seemed like it just everything in the world happened again. So we'll try to get everybody well and get the choir going. You can be seated when you get back to your seat. I'm sorry. Forgot to mention that. Again, appreciate the good songs. I guess Brother Rick's going to come sing. He's down here, so he's coming to sing here in a moment. But as he gets ready to come, again, do get your bulletin. So much to be in prayer of, so many needs today. But listen, don't ever lose sight. No matter how stormy it might get, no matter how bad you might think it really is, there's still a God in heaven that's on the throne. Everything's well. He's not changed a bit, never will change. So just remember that. Just some quick announcements, prayer requests. Do continue to pray for Miss Knupp. She's healing there. Do remember Miss Jennifer Cheshire. She's not feeling well, but also she's dealing with some cancer issues as well. Miss Dottie called and said she was not feeling well as well. She's got a friend, Jessica, that's in the hospital, very, very sick as well. Good to see Brother and Miss Hunting this morning. Please continue to pray for them. Their daughter, whose granddaughter was killed a week and a half ago, over thereabouts, having a tough time, and I can't imagine, to be honest with you. But just pray for that family as we go through that. And then Miss Hunting mentioned her brother-in-law is at the point of death. So just pray for that family, most of all for his soul. Not sure he's saved, so just pray that the Lord will open that door there as well. His name is Robin Agner. Robin Agner. So if you would just lift that name up. And it's good to see Miss Faye this morning. She sent this to the church. Says, thank you so very much for your prayers, cards, and calls, and food, and especially the visits. Doing good. Praise the Lord. Loving Christ. Faye Chris. So it's good to have her back up and going there. So, amen. All right, Brother Rick, come on.
I don't have what Russell had, but I've been dealing with a little scratchy throat. I've been doctor on it this week, but it's still a little bit hoarse this morning. But, you know, there's maybe it's just the circles that I'm around and my close family and friends and a lot of folks here at the church, but there's just a lot of folks hurting and struggling. And, I mean, just thinking of ones that have to be with a loved one 24/7 being a caretaker. Just never know what a burden that is. And they would never mention it, but it's as hard on the caretaker as it is the one being cared for. And just so many needs. Pastor mentioned about the offering for Miss Aretha. Similar situation, one of our friends. A lot of folks don't know it. They bought a house and the contractor didn't reveal some issues that they had to borrow after buying a house a few months ago. Had to borrow $50,000 to repair it. While attorneys seeking remediation for that, and now their daughter is going to have surgery down in Arkansas. Y'all probably know her, Audra, the Adams family that come here, and their daughter, Salem, and they have insurance, but in this case, the insurance don't cover it. And they're needing to raise about $100,000. And just so many needs. And just had this song on my mind, heart. Sung it a couple of times this week, but I want to sing God Walks the Dark Hills just to show me the way. God walks the dark hills, the highways and byways. He walks on the billows of life's troubled sea. He walks through the cold, dark night, shadows of midnight. God walks the dark hills, Oh, just to guide you and me. And God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere, by night and by day. He walks in silence, all down the highway. God walks our dark hills just to show us the way. God walks in our storms, all the rain and the sunshine. He walks in the shadows, such a glimmering light. He walks o'er the mountains so high, cross rivers through valleys. See, God walks the dark hills, oh, cause He loves you and me. And God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere, both by night and by day. He walks in silence, on down the highway. God walks the dark hills just to show me the way. God walks our dark hills just to show us the way.
Thank you, Brother Rick. Amen. Like you said, there seems to be always something, troubles. But I'm glad that I have a God that said He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. People say, well, you know, God will never put more on you than you can bear. And that's not in the Bible. You've been here long enough, you've heard me say that bukus of times. But you'll not find that statement in the Bible. But I can show you where God said He'll never put no more on you than He can bear. And I can't bear anything. Moses went to God and said, God, it's heavy. It's too heavy. And God told Moses, give it to me, just like He's telling you and I, give it to me. And He'll bear that load. So, amen. Appreciate that good song. Forgot to mention, Miss Regina also texted me yesterday evening or early this morning, sometime and I forgot. But one of her little ones has, what's it called, RSV? Emily has RSV. Sounds like there's a lot of that going around here later with youngins, so just pray for that little one there. And I didn't mention also, I hope you have been praying about the elections and stuff coming up. We're not here. Okay, sorry. We're not here to politic or nothing like that, but I do believe it's a freedom that we've been given to go and vote, and I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I just tell you to pray. Prayerfully vote. And again, not voting is not an answer. Not voting is giving somebody else a vote that probably didn't need one. So I encourage you to go vote. That's coming up. And I told the men this yesterday morning, two things before I'll tell you that. There's a lot of things happening right now. A lot of crazy stuff, as all of you know. But I read an article this morning. I was up and I was reading this article. And it's a shame that our country is this way. This young lady at a high school, volleyball high school team, was in the girl locker room and a transgender came in and changed clothes in that same locker room with all the girls. And, of course, it bothered her, and it bothered her dad. Her dad was a middle high school, whatever they call that, coach, and they, because of his statements that he made and because of the statements she made, they put him out of a job for so many days until they investigated. And then they also told her that she needed to write an apology or get suspended, and she said she'd take the suspension. And so I thought, bless her heart, amen, as my wife would say, amen. But it's sad that our country thinks it's okay for to allow, I don't care what they call themselves, there's a nurse, I read this too, she's fighting for her job because she refuses to call somebody by a pronoun. I'm not going to call that either. If they don't like he or she, I'm not going to call them a they. I will call them an it. They won't like that one either, but that's okay. I like what Seth pointed out one time. In the Bible, there was an instance where somebody wanted to be called a they, and they were full of devils. It's true. But that young lady, this daddy there, you know, in the midst of suing all that stuff, trying to get things straightened out. But those are things of our issues today. But I told the men this yesterday morning. I was watching some politician. I don't remember who she was, whatever she was. But they were really pressing her against her stand against homosexuality and transgenders and all that mess of the day. She could tell she was getting frustrated. This was a statement of hers, and I stick with her, amen. She says, well, just go try and milk a bull and see if there's not a difference. So, you know, God did not make us stupid. So, amen. I know. Some of you say, oh, I can't believe you say that. Somebody needs to say those things. I don't know. We just, you know, saying nothing accomplishes nothing, and we'll just continue to go down the drain that we're heading in. So, all right, let's get to the Word of God. Romans chapter 5 this morning. Romans chapter 5 this morning. Romans chapter 5. As you're turning this morning, probably if I came to you and asked you what you felt was the most popular verse in the Bible, what would you probably say? John 3:16. That's probably 99.9% of people would say, yep, John 3:16. And I'm not arguing that. I really ain't, because that's a tremendous verse. Now, I believe all the Bible's good, but that is a verse that people stick with, and I don't blame them for that. But I want to look at one verse this morning that I believe is a good close second. God has just run this verse through my heart over and over and over again. And this is good for the lost, and it's good for the saved. And we sure want to share that with you this morning. Let's look together, if you can stand this morning, out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. Romans chapter 5. We're going to read just a few verses, but I'll show you the verse we want to look at. The Bible, let's start verse number 6. The Bible says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. Verse number 8, this is a verse that I feel like if we could just get a hold of it. Mm-hmm. If you're saved this morning, this verse ought to just excite you. Amen. If you're here this morning and you're lost, this verse ought to give you hope. Yes. So let's look at verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the beautiful songs that we've enjoyed today, and God, the fellowship. But Lord, we're so excited, God, about the Word of God and the Spirit of God. I believe this already began to move in people's hearts. And Lord, I just pray for the next few moments, God, would you help us, God, to block out all those things of this world, God, all the things that we might have on our plan for the day. But God, help us for the next little bit, God, to let the Word of God just speak to our hearts here. And we'll thank you. We'll praise you the best we know how. For us in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You can be seated this morning. And again, this verse here in Romans chapter 5, probably most people can knows this verse. Most people probably could quote this verse if you tried real easy. But again, the Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I simply, and this is so simple, but it's so great, I think, in my mind. there's four parts to this verse, and that's all we're going to do is break this verse apart in those four places and just give you a little bit this morning to hopefully stir you that are saved. And if you're here today and you're lost, I hope God will convict you through the Word of God today and just have His will and way here. But again, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a verse. So the first part this morning, and I put a big old wow right here beside mine. But God. Some of the greatest words you'll find in the Bible are those words. But God. And I began to think, well, the Bible says this over in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. But God. Friend, this morning I thought of some things. You know, this morning when I was unlovable, I'm not talking about from my wife or from my mama or from my daddy, but when I was unlovable towards God, but God still loved me. I didn't love Him. I knew about it, but I didn't love Him like I love Him now. But God still loved me. And friend, this morning, if you're here today and you're lost and you don't love God the way God loves you, I want to tell you this morning, but God still loves you. You might be here today and you're saved, but you've walked away from God and you're cold and indifferent. Let me tell you this morning, but God still loves you. But God. Second of all, this morning, but God. Now, I know nobody likes to be told this. Everybody wants to be the, you know, you're okay. Well, I'm going to tell you you're not okay. I'm not going to lie to you like a lot of people lies to you. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much brain power you think you have. I don't care what your statuses are. I don't care who you think your friends are this morning. I want to tell you this morning, when it all boils out, every one of us is made out of the same stuff. And God says that we're all sinners. The Bible says this, there's none righteous, no, not one. That means grandma wasn't righteous. That means grandpa wasn't righteous. That means mama wasn't righteous. That means you ain't righteous. But God. When I was unlovable, God loved me. But when God knew that I was that sinner, and He knows that, for all have sinned again, but God still loved me and God saved me. But God, when I was a sinner, still am a sinner, just saved by grace. That's what I am. When we were ungodly. Well, I look today and you've heard my stance. You know I don't care for a lot of things that's in our world today. And again, the reason I don't stand for it was because the book don't stand for it. God says homosexuality is a sin. Just like a lot of different other things are sins. It's no different. But it's a sin. And I and you ought to stand against sin.
Yes, sir.
We can sit here and start laying out all the things that we think are sin. Anything that goes against God is sin.
That's right.
I don't care what it is. But when we were ungodly, when we were so God-denying and not even thinking about God, but God was still thinking about you.
Amen.
But God. When we were lost and undone, but God. When we were dead in trespasses and sin, but God. When we were on our way to hell, but God. See, that's where I was. If you're saved, that's where you were. If you're lost this morning, you still are. When I was on my way to hell, but God. If it hadn't been for the but God, I'd still be on my way to hell.
Yes,
so what a wonderful verse this morning. Again, the first part of that verse simply says, but God. Listen, this morning, if you're waiting on a Democrat or a Republican or the White House or the Senate or the Congress or some church to fix things, you're going to wait forever. But God made a difference in my life, and but God will make a difference in your life this morning. But God, the Bible says there in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. Second part, what did this God do? Notice what it says. Commendeth His love toward us. That word commendeth means he has to give or to entrust or to pass in along into. But God, what did he do? Commendeth his love. A love that we didn't deserve. A love that we can't even understand. But God commendeth his love toward who? Not to America, not just to Israel, not to some other land, not to a certain color or person or some religion, but God commended his love towards us. You know who us is? That's you and me. Whoever you are and me. I don't care where you're at. If you're watching via the web this morning, if you're sitting here this morning, you're part of that. Amen. I promise you, because God said, for God so what? Loved the world. God commended his love. He gave, he put forth his love to us that didn't love him. You know, it's easy to love somebody when they love you, isn't it? It's easy to love when everybody's heading in the same direction. But it's a different thing when we were way over there and we were in those that darkness of pit and we were on our way to hell. But God still gave his love towards you and I. Why? Because he loves you. Look with me a couple of verses this morning. Look over 1 John chapter 3. Look at verse number 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. When you think about the love of God, what do you think? How do you perceive it? Well, you know, if God was so much a God of love, I think I mentioned it last Sunday. I don't remember when it was, but I mentioned about the little story I read about the daddy hold on to his little girl while they pricked her finger and she screamed and looked at daddy with those eyes thinking, why don't you love me? That's how a lot of people do God. But God loves you more than you'll ever love him. Look at verse number 16 again. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Here it is. Because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Look over in John chapter 15. But God commendeth his love. John chapter 15. Look at verse number 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I know it's just a thing a man made up. You know how much God loves you? Look at me. You know how much God loves you? Calvary. When he hung on that cross, he laid his life down for his friends. Friend, you're his friend this morning. He loves you. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. What love that is. I think about all the traits that God shows forth of himself. But one of the greatest ones that just touches my heart. We have the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. And he loves me like that shepherd loves his sheep. Amen. He looks after me. He cares for me. He holds me. He protects me. He provides for me. That's the love of my shepherd. But God commendeth, giveth. Friend, this morning you don't realize how much you're loved today. Maybe not by a man. Maybe not by this world. But friend, God loves you. Truly loves you. What love that is. I love how the songwriter put it like this. He says, I'm so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. And boy, this thing's full. Oh, this thing's full. You ever looked around in it? This thing's full. Wonderful things I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. But God. Listen, I want to love people, but I can't. Not the way God loves. I want to love my wife, but I can't the way that God loves. want to love my children, my family. But God loves them a whole lot more than I could ever love them. But God put forth that love to us individually. Friend, when's the last time you felt the love of God in your life? But God commendeth His love toward us. Let's look at the third part. Back over in Romans 5, 8. Look, verse 8. But God commendeth His love toward us in that, notice, while we were yet sinners. That's who I am. I'm a sinner. I've already stated that fact earlier, that God tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That there's none righteous, no one. Friend, today I want to tell you that God took out His place towards sinners. Thank God, as Jesus Christ lived upon this world, He was known to be with sinners. Amen. Why? Look with me this morning. If you want to turn there, you can. But over Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, the latter part says, "For I'm not called to the righteous, but sinners to redemption." That's who Christ wants this morning. That's the reason He desired me this morning, because I was a sinner. Look over 1 Timothy. First Timothy this morning, chapter 1. But God commendeth, gave His love toward us. Why? While we were yet sinners. Friend, today again, God's love never stops. God's hands never stops. God's eyes never stop. Look here in 1 Timothy chapter 1, look at verse number 15. The Bible says this is a faithful saying. And it sure is. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You can write your name right there if you want to. To save sinners. And Paul said, "Who I am chief." Boy, ain't it a blessing this morning to know. Listen, I fail God every day. I surely don't hit the mark like I ought to or want to. But I'm glad no matter what I do. And again, I'm not advocating go do what you want to do. Friend, you ought to do what God wants you to do. And you ought to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord the best you can. But I'm glad today that no matter if I'm up or I'm down or if I'm in or I'm out, I've got a God that's committing His love to us when we were yet sinners. Friend, when I was in the lowest of lows, when I was on my way to hell, when I was at deep miry pit, God loved me so much that He extended His hand just like He has to you and picked me up out of that horrible pit while I was yet sinners. Look over in Isaiah chapter 64. Great book you're holding in your hand. Isaiah chapter 64. This is what we are. Isaiah chapter 64, look at verse number 6. But we are, what's that next word? All. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Well, that's how God found me. I was on my way to hell. I was lost, undone. I was ungodly. I was a sinner. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. But God commendeth His love toward me while I was yet a sinner. God loves sinners this morning. I don't want to go back to my past. I don't want to brag on my sins. But friend, I'm telling you this morning, it does help me from time to time just to remember where God found me. And where God brought me from, amen. If you start thinking about how good God is, you shouldn't ever want to go back that way. I couldn't come to God. But thank God, God came to me, amen. And then last of all this morning, back over in Romans chapter 5, look with me. But God. Boy, if it hadn't been for God, where would He be today? If God hadn't sent His only begotten Son, where would our hope be? If Christ hadn't went to Calvary and died for my sins, I'd have no hope. Neither would you. But God. commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, notice what? Christ died for us. What a verse. To think that the God of heaven, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that holds it all in his hands this morning, the God that's all in control and all power, that God loved you, loved me so much that he gave his love. Who's his love? Christ. Commended his love toward us while we were so ungodly, so nasty in sin, so filthy. But God gave his love. How? Calvary. Friend, this morning we act like our salvation. And listen, this morning it is free, amen. It didn't cost me a thing, it didn't cost you a thing, but God this morning gave his best. Oh, don't forget this morning that God gave his love to us while we were so unworthy and so ungodly, and he showed it forth that Christ died for us. Friend, that's the reason Jesus Christ went to that cross. That's the reason that Jesus Christ was willing to hang there between the heavens and earth. Thank God that he was willing to die for my sin, your sins, the sins of the world. And they buried him. And thank God on the third day, he arose from the grave triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And he's victorious this morning because he lives. I live. That's how much God loves you this morning. Listen. I would hope, again, I don't know. I mentioned, I guess it was last Sunday I mentioned it, about that, those two high school or college boys that decide they go out and wrestle a grizzly bear. That ain't what they decided to do, but that's what happened. I don't know if you've heard that story yet or not, but it's a tremendous story. These two old boys was out in the woods looking for elk horn or antlers, and out of nowhere came a grizzly bear and jumped all over that one boy. I mean, it was killing him. His buddy, instead of running away, he says, "I ain't letting that bear kill my buddy, my friend." And he jumped on that bear as well. That's a friend. I want some of them kind of friends. But as much as I want one, I want some of those friends, I want to be that kind of friend. But as much as that boy tried to help that his friend, and it was a pretty tremendous story. But to know that Jesus loved me so much that he was willing to die on a cross that I could live. This morning, that's what God's done for every one of us. Now, I don't know if you've accepted him. I don't know if you believe him. But this morning, that's what he's done for you. Oh, everybody loves John 3:16, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I want that one verse this morning to flow through your veins today. Just think for a moment. But God. I never get past that thought. Why would God love me? Why would God do anything for me? But God commendeth his love toward us. He didn't have to, but he did. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No matter how good I can paint the picture, if I could have the most eloquent words in the world, I couldn't tell you how much that verse holds. Would you let that verse sink into your mind and your heart today? If you're here today and you're lost, just think there's a God in heaven that loves you. He's paid a price for you that you could live. And we that are saved this morning, let's never lose sight of what God has done for us, is doing for us, going to do for us. Oh, it ought to draw us closer to him. Let's stand together this morning. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Nobody's looking around. This morning you might be thinking, good, we're getting out. I want to tell you this morning, I don't want out. I want in. this morning with our heads bowed, our eyes closed this morning, nobody's looking around. I just wonder this morning, do you know that God loves you? Do you know that He loved you so much that He was willing to die for you? This morning, He's still saving. If you're here this morning, you don't know the Lord as your Savior. Would you come this morning and just let us take the Word of God? I can't save you. My love's not good enough. My sacrifice isn't good enough. But I sure would like to point you to Jesus this morning. And let you see what He done for you. If you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus. Would you come and let us show you? You might be here today and say, well, preacher, I'm saved. Have you lost your first love? Have you forgot that God loved you so much? He was willing to die for you. What a God. What a Savior. Some have gathered around the altar this morning. Oh, one of these days, I'm going to see Him face to face. The God that loves me. The God that cares for me. The God that saved me. Are you ready to see Him? Friend, one of these days, you're going to listen. I don't want to hurt Brother Hunting, Miss Hunting, by no means, but their granddaughter was just having another day. Going down life's road, probably happy, singing, in a split second, stepped out into eternity. Glad she was saved. But this morning, I don't know about you. I know nobody in here is planning on dying today. But you're going to die one day. The Lord don't come back soon. Are you ready? That's the question. Brother Rick's going to sing one verse this morning. Nobody else comes. We're going to close her down. But even though we're closing out here, God still loves you. Brother Rick, you'll sing. Hope you have a good afternoon. I hope you'll be back with us this evening. Again, fellas, I don't know who all's helping, but there'll be an offering plate at the doors. If you can help out for the love offer for Miss Aretha, please do that. If you didn't come prepared, you can give it this evening or whatever, but I hope you can help with that. I know one way everybody can help, and that's prayer. Miss Aretha desires our prayer, so I hope you'll pray for her. She's going through this time. You know, it's easy when you got insurance, you think, well, I'll just go to the doctor. But it makes a big difference when you don't have insurance. So just pray for Miss Aretha, if you will. And again, the ushers will be at the door. Come back and be with us tonight. Looking for a good time there. Anything else? Right. All right, let's go. Remember all these prayer requests as well. And continue to lift up one another to the Lord. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll let you be dismissed. Father, we sure love you. Thank you again, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, God, for the Word of God. Thank you for your Spirit that sure leads us and guides us and just holds us. And Lord, I pray, God, as we leave this place, God, that we'll never lose sight how much you love us. And God, I pray, Lord, if they again be one here today that's lost, I pray these words would never leave their heart. God, I pray, God, that you'll just continue to ring them through their mind, Lord, and we'll thank you, praise you for all you do. Of course, in your name, the name that's above every name, we do pray. Amen. Be safe going home.